This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This segment sponsored by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, you hear a squeal or grinding, take your car to a locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. Hugh, I see eating over there, which means we have to thank our friends.
Shout out to McGurk's.
McGurk's. They brought some awesome food from the new summer menu. McGurk's summer menu is back featuring a mouthwatering smash burger, lobster roll, and fresh seafood items. We're going to be doing our show from there next Wednesday on June 25th in Langhorne, their newest location. Excited to be out there next week. All right, we'll go back to the phones in a second. We're going to check in on the poll question to see if people come down. Team Topper, Team Castellanos. Look, I understand that Topper was in a tough spot the other night. I'm not saying he came out of nowhere with it. I just feel like the whole thing is odd and heavy-handed and oddly timed to, after all these years of kind of letting Nick do his thing. Now, all of a sudden, the game in Miami on a Monday, yes, in front of his family, you could care or not, he takes him off the field late in the game, and then they have words, and he doesn't get to play the next day, or at least Castellanos had words. Where do you come down on the whole thing? I felt it was heavy-handed, and then the streak involved, which you have to add to it, too, with Castellanos. All right, before we talk to everyone, Hugh, there was a trade proposed. I'm curious what you would do on this one. So Jim Bowden, former GM of the Cincinnati Reds and the Washington Nationals, he writes for The Athletic now, and he had a column about, you know, X amount of trades he would like to see before the trade deadline, all right? So he threw out a hypothetical idea of a trade involving the Phillies and the Baltimore Orioles. Of course, those two teams, they matched up on a trade last year. That's how we got, we traded Dominguez away, we got Austin Hayes, right? So they have some familiarity with each other. Here was the trade idea. The Phillies send Mick Abel to the Baltimore Orioles, and in return, they get back center fielder Cedric Mullins and closer Felix Bautista. Mullins is a free agent after the season. Bautista is under team control for a couple years. Hugh, is Abel on the table? Would you trade Mick Abel in a deal that brings you back Cedric Mullins, Felix Bautista?
So with Mullins, I'm looking at his stats. He got 11 home runs, 34 RBIs. Yeah, I would say yeah, because Abel looks like it all depends on, well, I'd say in this moment, mm-hmm. I would say yes, because I feel like Rangers are going to have a good night tonight. And Nola, still don't know what's going on with Nola, but yes, I would say yes. In a vacuum right now, yes, I'll do that.
So let's play it out. If they did it, they'd have to bring Painter up, right?
Yeah.
They don't have enough people in the rotation. Mm-hmm. Nola's down for a couple months. He said that last week. So we're not probably going to see Aaron Nola till August. So if they're willing to trade Abel, they have to be ready to bring Painter up to take the spot. So I'm not, look, I like what I've seen out of Abel. I am not against trading him. I haven't seen enough where it's like, oh, Mick Abel is in my rotation for the next 5 years no matter what. I think he's promising and he's certainly
But if they're willing to give me something for him, then
yeah.
I'll take it.
Now, my only issue with, and I like Cedric Mullins. He's a free agent to be, so that's a rental. And as far as Felix Bautista, a few years ago, he looked like one of the best closers in baseball. Then he had Tommy John surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at his numbers look good. I'm a little skeptical of what I'm seeing. He's walked a lot of people. I mean, it feels to me like he's maybe not quite as good as the numbers. So we shall see on that, if he's worth all that people think he's worth. But that's interesting. The interesting part for me is it would fill two holes, Hugh.
That's why it's intriguing to me.
In outfield and the closer. That is. And then you'd have the ability to put Mullins in center field, where he'd obviously be an upgrade. Though Marsh is hit for the last month. Look, if push came to shove, I would definitely want those two guys. Like, I would take them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that'd be enough. Like, Kyle, would it be enough, Bautista and Mullins, to give up Mick Abel? You good?
Yeah, it feels like more than enough, to be honest. Like, I mean, I don't understand the point of bringing up Mick Abel to showcase him just to be like, nah, you know what, forget trading him. Like, isn't this kind of the whole goal of putting a player out there and letting him perform in the big leagues, if he's like a prospect type guy that you might be willing to flip? Like, this is best case scenario. He looks good. Like, they can get stuff back in return for him. And Mick Abel's not like, he's not your Andrew Painter. He's not a Crawford. Right. He's not an Aiden Miller. He's not one of their,
he's not one
of the guys who I'm like, I need this guy to be a Philly.
Yeah.
Like, he's the tradable piece. And if you're going to get two things back for him, at two positions in need like that, then hell yeah.
So I get that point. I don't, Bautista to me doesn't look the same. I feel like he's kind of like Estevez last year. He's pretty good.
Well,
like,
fine, but he doesn't need to be our closer. Like, if the best case scenario, I think, is they get a guy, Orion Kirkering steps up, becomes the guy that you can count on to close, and then they put Bautista in, and he bumps the other guys, like Strom, for instance.
Down a little
like,
bit.
Like, Strom's definitely not been as good as we've needed them to be this season. But that is fine if it's in lower leverage situations. Like, Bautista, I think he's better than Strom. He'd be better than Strom this season. Like, it just bumps the rest of the guys down a peg.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be the end-all, be-all in your back end of your bullpen.
All right, we're talking about this potential Orioles trade. Speaking of the city of Baltimore, do we have some breaking news in the NFL here?
Yeah, Jaire Alexander signing with the Ravens. There's already a picture of him signing the contract. So this isn't like they just agreed to terms. Like, he just signed to be a Raven, like, right now.
It's funny. I just, on the break, Hugh and I were talking about Jaire Alexander. I was saying I saw a report that Baltimore and Carolina were two teams after him. Well, Hugh, the report is old news now. So the Jaire Alexander idea is off the table for the Philadelphia Eagles as he goes to the Ravens.
Finally got a job. Congratulations. Good job.
Well, you know what it does. It takes that potential off the table. You know, we talked about, like, should the Eagles do it? Should they not? Should they wait till training camp to see what Ringo has? Well, that's all over now. I mean, like, that's when you wait and you want to give young players a chance, you do risk losing the chance to kind of fix it later. Because, I mean, he was too good of a player to just not get signed.
Yeah, I mean, you do take that risk. But I think that if the Eagles, they believe in their young guys, so they were willing to take that chance. They believe that one of these young guys is going to pan out for them, so it was not a big deal for them to take the chance like this.
Yeah, I would have liked Jaire Alexander here and a little certainty in the secondary. But he is off to Baltimore to go play for the Ravens, and maybe we'll see how good he plays, but shift the power a little bit in the AFC. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's check in on our poll question today, because today's an interesting one with the Phillies, with the Castellanos and Topper thing, and where people came down today. Regarding last night's decision, you are Team Topper or Team Castellanos? You know, I'm actually a little bit surprised at how many people voted in one direction here. So I expected a large majority of people to vote Team Topper, right? Mm-hmm. And Topper's the one that was yelled at, cursed at, whatever. He's the manager. Castellanos is not. Like, there's a lot of reasons to side with Topper in this one. What do you think the breakdown is, Hugh, of the poll, if you had a guess? Topper's winning. It's a matter of how much he's winning.
60-40?
It's 72-28. I think 28's a lot of percentage that are on the Castellanos thing. I didn't think there'd be that many today, but there are. 72%, though, are backing Rob Thompson on Team Topper.
A lot of lawless individuals out there, honey, that just don't know how this thing works.
Well, it's not law. I mean, it's lawless. It's just...
Yeah, I'm just saying, they just don't know how it works.
Yeah, I mean, also, he sticks and stones breaks his bones. The words don't have
to
hurt
him.
Yeah,
but we don't even know what he said,
right,
though. You know, and that's part of it. And I don't think people are using logic in this situation because Topper seems like a logical individual, correct? I mean, he seems like an even-keeled kind of guy.
He does.
So for him to be that upset, it just surprised me that nobody's questioning what was said to make him that upset and then realizing that it probably was something really bad for him to do what he did.
Probably. I mean, but also, what if he's just being sensitive?
I mean, don't think he's being sensitive. I don't.
Well, if he is, then sack up.
But he is being – Topper could sack up.
What, I mean, no. Topper is the one that's in the position of authority.
Sure. I'm just saying, I've seen players yell at their manager and coach before. I mean, Travis Kelce pushed Andy Reid during a Super Bowl, got in his face and screamed at him and yelled, almost knocked him over.
And that was outrageous.
Right, but Travis Kelce kept playing. I know it was a Super Bowl, and this is a game
Super
against
Bowl,
Miami.
Dude.
Right, but we've seen I've seen plenty of heat of the moments.
Right, but Topper said he crossed a line. Like, I don't know why we're not, I don't know why that doesn't carry too much weight. Like, do we think Topper's lying? I don't think so. I think Rob Thompson is a very level-headed and mature and intelligent human being.
I agree
I don't think
that.
He would lie.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So he said he crossed a line.
What's his line?
I take Topper at his word.
I know. I
think his line's apparently pretty far. Like, Topper is the most even-keeled person we've ever seen.
I'm telling you, that was the first thing when I heard the story. And I'm looking on like, okay, what did he say?
Right.
Because that was the first thing that I thought about because Topper is pretty even-keeled. So it was like, okay, damn, what did he say to make Topper that mad?
Right, and I'm not excusing if he did cross the line. I'm just saying he is typically a manager who doesn't do stuff like this. And he took him off the field. And I know it's been 10 times, been a pinch run for, but for the most part, the Phillies have had a lot of leads, probably hundreds of leads since Castellanos got here. He's never been a good right fielder. This is not usually a thing they do. And then you throw in it's in Miami, you throw in the streak the next day. Felt like it was heavy-handed. You want to take him off the field for defense? Be my guest. It makes the team better. I've been saying this for years. I'm like, I'm not going to argue with him on that. But then you got to deal with him being annoyed. Like, well, what did you expect him to do? Say, like, oh, thanks, like, cool? Like, you know him.
Well, he didn't expect him to cross the quote-unquote line.
He probably didn't. But, I mean, you can also just say, all right, let's cool our heads prevail. Let's talk tomorrow instead of benching him.
It's just, if I know somebody, like, take, for instance, Hugh. I've known Hugh for a good while now.
Yeah.
Someone that you know to be one type of way, all of a sudden acts abnormally. Like, what's the first thing that pops in your head? Well, what provoked them to do that? It must have been something pretty egregious.
I just think
that's the most logical way to look at it.
Yeah, it is. I also think that Topper acted differently in this. I mean, Topper usually doesn't pull his players off the field for defense late in games in the regular season. I mean, it's Miami.
But we took the pledge, Joe. We asked Topper to take the pledge.
Right, but
it's pledge activity from Rob Thompson.
I agree with that, but he's got to deal with the repercussions. And the repercussions is this player is annoyed.
Well, the repercussion is that Castellanos was a baby about it, and then Topper handled that. Like, that was another thing Topper had to handle. I think he handled it appropriately.
Well, he what the kids like to say, stood on business.
Part of this now is how the rest of the season plays out. Again, we can all stick our chests out today and say, he's the boss, he's in charge, let's compare it to parenting or teachers, and they got... If Castellanos goes in a shell for the next 2 months and doesn't hit,
that's on Castellanos.
But,
yeah,
but who suffers? Us as fans and Topper. His baseball team will lose more games.
If he goes into a shell, that means he's a selfish individual. He didn't take the pledge
right,
all the way.
But we know there's certain athletes that need to be treated differently because they are selfish or babies or immature.
But the
so you have to kind of handle it with kid gloves.
But the bottom line is this. We are trying to win baseball games. And if you're going to impede us from doing that, then maybe you shouldn't be here. Because that's the bottom line. This is a team that has underachieved the last couple of seasons, especially when you talk about when Topper took over, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So if you are in your feelings about being in Miami to let your kids and your girlfriend watch you play, and that doesn't happen because you weren't playing well, then maybe you shouldn't be a part of this team. If you're willing to blow the team up for your own personal gain, then that makes no sense.
If I had to guess, and we always recklessly speculate, I think Nick doesn't feel appreciated compared to the other players.
I mean, sometimes it's like that, Joe.
I know, but you have to allow him to have feelings over it. That's my point. Like, Topper's benched him for something he said. You have to anticipate.
Major League Buddies.
No, you have to. No, it's not. No, Major League Buddies Major League Buddies is the other way. I'm telling you again, if I'm Castellanos, I say the shortstop last year didn't play well defensively, didn't pull him out. That's number one. How about this? How about everybody else has got nicks and bruises and they miss games? The first baseman, the GM just said he's cleared to play when he's comfortable. Meanwhile, Nick posts every day.
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Because Topper lets him, even when he sucks.
But there's something valuable. The one thing Castellanos does bring is he's there every day. He doesn't disappear for a week because he's banged up. He plays every day.
But there were times we thought he shouldn't. Castellanos owes the streak to Rob Thompson in the first place.
He does do that.
No one seems to care what Castellanos feels. He's the player here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
When you start caring about me, that do sound like, you know what, Kyle, you're right. That do sound like Major
League. Preach, Hugh. Preach. I'm going to do what he was doing with the hell. Preach.
That sounds like Major League.
What is Topper's job? To manage the players. This is literally
his
job.
Well,
let's see if it works.
Major League buddy.
Let's see if it works. All right, let's go.
I can't believe all of a sudden you just turned into a Major League buddy.
I'm not a Major League buddy. You guys are in La La Land. You and Elliot.
I don't even know you anymore.
Preach, Hugh.
What's defending Topper for?
Tell him.
The guy's half asleep most games, and now he wakes up.
Let me cook, Kyle.
Yeah, now he wakes up, and you rip him for it.
No, he woke up in the wrong way.
I heard Team Castellanos last week. I hear Major League buddies right now. Man.
Me too.
Which I'm surprised.
Tell him, Hill.
You are Major League buddies.
I'm surprised at Major League buddies. Oh, my gosh. Oh, how the tables have turned.
Meanwhile, we found out that you ripped Andy, and he didn't bench you. Yeah. Should have cut you
That's why the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl.
It was like the third day of him coaching. It was like, I didn't know what Andy was doing. I thought he was crazy.
I think that is the headline today. Andy didn't win the Super Bowl here because he let Hugh walk all over him. Mark in Woodbury Heights. What's up, Mark?
Joe.
Mark.
How are you, gentlemen? How you guys doing?
Good, Mark. What's up?
Joe, I never thought I'd disagree with you. Like, I'm about to on two fronts.
Okay.
I only wanted to discuss one of the two fronts. Yeah, but first off, Jalen Hurts is one of the top five athletes in Philadelphia. And number two, Jalen Hurts is one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, and I'll leave it at that. We'll talk about that another time.
He ain't trying to argue with you, Joe. He ain't trying to hear your nonsense.
He's spitting facts, and then we move on to Castellanos. Okay.
Yeah. Castellanos. Here's a guy who steps to the plate every night and takes the easiest approach possible. Let me swing at the first good pitch I see because it's easier that way. Mm. Instead of working the pitcher, instead of sacrificing things for the betterment of the team, I hate watching him hit. Mm. Hate it. And here's a manager that has sacrificed sometimes the benefit of the team for this guy. He's left him out there. He plays him every day. Thank you, Rob Thompson, for finally sitting this guy. And we don't know what he said. Obviously, it had to be extremely disrespectful and negative for Thompson to do this. And I applaud Rob Thompson. I applaud him. Because any coach who is worth his salt or her salt doesn't put up with that nonsense. I don't care what you're streak is. I don't care if your family, your immediate family, your wife, your kids. I don't care. Rob Thompson has consistently had this guy's back, and he has the nerve to go in there and badmouth him because he got taken out of a game and he's throwing a pity party. Are you serious, Joe? Are you serious?
Yes, he told you.
Joke. It's great. Thank you, Rob Thompson. I'm done, gentlemen. God bless all of you.
I'll tell you what.
But we need a guest, though. We need Hughes Clues guest, and that's a good call.
Go ahead, real quick.
Well, what's your guess?
Yeah, no. All right, no problem.
Bronco.
Bronco.
That's a good guess.
Oh, we're getting close.
So did it?
He cooked there. I mean, he was cooking
with the Rocky music. You have to feel like you're getting cooked.
Yeah. No, well,
yeah.
Everybody's coming against you.
The Rocky music cooks you.
Why are you guys okay with him having a lighter hand on the other players? Like, that's the part I think we have an issue here.
Well, we don't know that he does.
Well, I think he does.
Well, I don't think so. You can't treat it. Everybody's star players are going to get treated differently than everybody else. That's just the rule of thumb.
We're told he crossed the line.
We don't know if any other players ever crossed the line.
No, we can't forget that. Why did he cross the line?
But he didn't just like wake up one day and say bleep Rob in front of the team. Rob took him out of the game.
Yeah, and he probably threw a little hissy fit.
I agree with you. But
okay.
But Rob Thompson, this is what everyone just likes this because we want to say this to Castellanos. Forget that for a second. Castellanos has been part of the team for years, just like these other guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And everybody else gets to make up their own rules. But now, after all this time...
I don't know that they do.
Well, I think they do.
Yeah, see that, yeah.
Bryce, hold on, let's be real. Bryce Harper, once every 6 weeks, doesn't run a ball out. He just doesn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, for all the Castellanos things, he never does that.
Yeah, what for Bryce is...
Bryce, there you go. Bryce is different.
Bryce is different.
Okay, but we're missing it. If I'm Castellanos, I say enough of this crap. What? You made the example out of me. I'm not excusing him. I agree with you guys. He's a baby, and maybe Topper had no choice. But my point is, who started this? Topper. Topper started it by letting all the crap with Bryce go. He started last year and I know he's been better this year, Trey Turner was bad enough late in games he should have come off the field. We never did that. So there's different sets of rules around here. And if I'm Castellanos, I'm like, you didn't just do it. You chose here to do it. That's if I'm him, I feel that.
But that's his problem. Like if Rob Thompson, if we kill a guy for doing something over and over again, and we don't like the way he does it, and then all of a sudden he changes the way he does it, like I don't understand why that's a problem. We wanted the guy to change, and now he's changing, and it's an issue because it feels like he's singling out one guy. But like sometimes somebody has to be the sacrificial lamb. Like
bring forth the sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, like okay. That's just the way it is.
But that's fine. But we also have to understand he's going to be pissed off about it. It's like we don't want him to be pissed off.
Right, but he can't cross a line.
He has to be more. If he gets, he has to be professional about it because it's not like. See, you're compartmentalizing and you're making it personal. I don't think it's personal. This is for the betterment of the team.
But does he think it's personal?
Well, if he thinks it's personal, then he needs to get out of his feelings.
Or maybe the manager needs to do a better job of explaining himself.
I think he did. We're all speculating. And you might not be wrong, but I will tell you something that I feel like I know in my spirit. I feel like I know that Topper knows how to communicate with these guys. I feel that.
Well, he's not with this guy, obviously.
I think he has, Joe, because to your point, he's had conversations with Castellanos. He probably asked him. I would not be surprised if he had a conversation last year saying, hey, man, you might need a rest day. And he said no.
Right.
Imagine, let me give you an example. Just an example. Imagine if there is a music bed. You bring us back from a break with Kyle. And you hear Jack do the same thing. And it happens over and over again. And then one day, out of the blue, Rod walks in and says, you're out of this segment. I don't like that. I know what you would think. Now, I think you'd handle it more.
I'm not going to mouth off to Rod.
But what are you thinking? Like, Jack does the same crap.
But thinking and acting on it and doing something and mouthing off are different things. Castellanos apparently crossed the line.
Now, but let's play this out. Let's say that you are an impulsive person. And
Rod knows.
I don't know about that. Man. And Rod knows it. Rod be totally floored if you're like, Rod, Jack does it all the time. What the bleep?
But if he thinks if Rod's discretion is that's the move that he needs to make for the betterment of whatever the program is. That day, the 30 minutes, then that's on him. That's what, you have to respect that decision. By the way, what we're leaving out of all this, there's a very good likelihood that while Castellanos was pissed in the moment, he's fine today and everything's okay.
Yeah,
he's gonna go back in the lineup and everything's gonna be fine.
Well, I hope.
And then what do we say?
Well, then we move on and we're happy. I mean, what do we
do?
And then we're all best friends.
Yeah, then we move on. All right, 215-592.
Ain't that what we do every day?
Yeah, we just argue about the next thing. All right, your phone calls. And hold on, do we have to go to the final segment to give away the prize?
Yep.
You.
That's
all
good. That means
give everyone the clue right now.
Can I give
them a clue? Come on.
The last clue. But before I get a clue, can I just say this?
No.
Somebody guessed it. But anyway, the last clue.
What do you mean someone guessed it?
Somebody told me what it was.
But not on the phone.
Oh, okay. It's his iconic horse logo.
Read them all again. Just give everyone the whole break.
They can't get it with that one, Joe, I don't know what to tell you. But the first one is, this brought me great joy back in the day. This has been around for at least 60 years. Named after an animal. Iconic horse logo.
There it is. Your chance. Phillies, Padres, Tuesday, July 1st. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, your segment coming up to talk you people as well. And AI, is AI taking over WIP? You guys got to hear this. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms,
motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I kind of like it.
I like it a lot.
It's pretty good. So this is TK's new open.
You know what has to happen now.
We need one?
We need an open.
Oh, we need our own song. This is good. I kind of makes me want to listen to TK more now.
It's not that good.
I like it. The numbers in there. The background singers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I think it's better than whatever Tom was using
too
before.
Too much robot influence.
Well, okay, so that's part of this.
Let somebody make us a song.
Yeah. Well, so Tom, from what I understand, I haven't spoken to Tom about this, but I heard them, they brought this up on the afternoon show yesterday. It seems like TK had a listener made him this song, right?
Yeah,
but it's pretty obvious, considering it was a quick turnaround, that some AI had to be using this. I mean, we have background singers, a whole operation.
This is Tom Kelly's song, right?
Yeah,
you know who's yelling at me, acting like it's theirs.
Who?
This Fritz guy out here.
What do you mean?
He just said, "Don't steal my bit." I'm like, "I'm sorry. Did you make the song?"
What bit?
Also, I know
we got show crime again. Well,
there's just a little bit of sensitivity.
Okay, we can't talk about Tom Kelly's song.
God forbid Tom Kelly has an open, and people across the station want to play.
I mean, how am I going to not react to Tom Kelly's AI song?
Well, also one of us went the extra mile and remixed the Tom Kelly intro. So,
do we have that?
We do, yeah. You want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
Listen to the remix.
It's the Tom Kelly Show.
Yeah! Okay.
Let you know. Ooh. 94.1 on the radio.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm Tom Kelly.
Well said, Tom Kelly.
Yes. Are you out of your mind?
This is better.
Kelly got the fire
every second. No, it's better.
I mean, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I'm Tom Kelly.
Yeah. Okay.
What is that?
No.
What is the ooh?
Yeah, I'm Tom Kelly.
Yeah, I'm Tom Kelly. So if he rolls with the new version, the Kyle's version, instantly number one show on the station.
Well said, Tom Kelly.
I like that.
The new one.
I like.
Screw you.
No, the new one's good.
Okay, I'm a massive
I'm being bullied into
it. Nobody gives a damn what you have to say.
You don't think this is better? It's got more of a real Tom flavor to it.
I tell you what.
Yeah. Okay.
It's catchy.
It is catchy.
It's very, very catchy. Which I like.
Tom Kelly.
That right there, what is that?
It sounds like he's like vomiting.
It's him reacting to a mouse being in the studio.
You know, we want a happy ending.
We want a happy ending, that's funny.
I forgot about when the mice were here. And then that was before you got here. We had a couple
mice. Yeah, mice?
Yeah. I don't know where it went. Hopefully not here any longer. We haven't seen it in a while.
No, they probably did a good job experimenting. That right there is funny. What is that? Ooh.
How would you react to a mouse in the studio, Hugh? We've never talked mice. You know, we know a lot of animals and bodies of water scare you.
I'm not afraid of mice like that. I'm not gonna jump up and oh my gosh. You know, I'm not gonna be like that.
But like if it ran over your foot, what's the on air reaction?
I'd be like, oh man, mouse ran on my foot.
So you'd be pretty calm.
There's like
pretty
no calm. Chance that's your reaction.
You're
afraid
so?
Of going in the water because like, there's wolfies.
Now, if it's a spider, now that's something different. I do not like nothing crawling on me like that. So if it's a spider, yeah. But a mouse, huh? Not so much.
Like, if there was a spider, would you scream on the air?
No. If it was a spider.
Yeah.
Would I scream?
Yeah.
I would like to say no, but I'm feeling like it might be a yes. It all depends on how big the spider is.
I think you're probably
I might get in trouble because I might have some choice cuss words that I might.
You and Nick Castellanos. All right. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. 72% are on Team Topper today, 28% on Team Castellanos. Quickly, a little compensation update. We gave you the news. Jair Alexander, who a lot of people were interested in maybe the Eagles signing as a veteran corner. He went to the Ravens earlier this afternoon.
Baltimore.
But the deal he got there makes me, well, I'll just say it this way. The Eagles obviously didn't want him. I mean, because this is not a big deal. He got a one-year, $6 million deal. That's nothing.
Well, he has been out there for a while, too, so there's that.
Like 2 weeks ago, the whole
thing it's been a while. As far as free agency is concerned, he's been out there for a while.
Yeah. Well, I'm just surprised he didn't get more. So that tells me he didn't have a big market, and he wanted to be in Baltimore. So he goes to the Ravens for the upcoming season. Let's get back to the phone lines here, and then we will check in with you people here. Before we finish, we do have to give this prize away. Hugh, the rule is we can't go home until we give the prize away.
I think somebody's
going to. Well, I hope so. We'll finish with the Castellanos calls, though. Kevin West Philly wants me to stop ripping Ace Bailey, though. What's up, Kev?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I think you should stop ripping him because the faults that you've given him is they're positives also. And if you think about it, the cons – the pros outweigh the cons. You saying that he take a lot of bad shots. Mm-hmm. Well, Ben Simmons didn't take any shots. You want a guy that got the heart to come out there and take the shots. You want that type of guy. You fault him for the school he went to when he could have went to any school. That's another fault that you taking. That's not – he went to that school to get with his friend. It didn't work out. They wasn't good enough. I'm not going to punish him for that right there. Also, the big thing is he's on – 18 years old, you acting like the man can't mature. You
but they're all, Kev, they're all 18, right? So, like, I got to judge them against each other, right?
All of them aren't 18.
Well, but the kids,
maybe like
they're fairly young.
Right, but they're all the kids that we're talking about, right? Whether it be Edgecombe or Bailey or Knipple, they're all freshmen or sophomores, right? Like,
yeah, well, I like those two you named. I like Edgecombe or Bailey. I'm with either one of them. I take them. I'm not going to fault Bailey for the reasons you fault him, and you calling him a loser.
Well,
Kev, only 18.
Do you know why I call him a loser?
I know. I just heard you say that he wanted to go to Washington.
Well, because
I didn't hear that. Well, how do we even know that's true?
Well, I'm going to believe the story. And
he doesn't want. Well, right, it was reported he didn't want to work out.
Yeah, there was a report yesterday that he didn't want to work out with the Sixers, and people in the league think he's trying to work his way to a team with less good players. Right, like he doesn't want to be on a team that has Maxey. He wants to be on a bad team. I'll say it that way, so he could shoot the ball more. Kev, I don't think he's a loser as a kid. He's a young man. Like I don't know him. Kev, there are losing players.
He might be a loser.
Well, maybe he is. But, like, there are players in the NBA that play on bad teams, they score 20 points a game, and they go home with a smile on their face. I don't want that guy on my basketball team. I want a winning player that wants to win. I want to be like the Thunder. If Ace Bailey wants to go shoot 30 times a game in Washington, go ahead. I mean, knock yourself out. Like, man, I don't want that guy here.
I can't fault. See, that reason, I didn't hear you say that. And I kind of agree with you, but I think that the Sixers always – trying to be the smartest people in the room, and they always make these same mistakes. They've been doing it for eons. And I just say, take the guy you want. If you want Ace Bailey, take him. Don't trade down and none of that trying to be tricky about anything. Just get the job done.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah, Kev, they do try to outsmart themselves sometimes. Look, I just think Edgecombe's going to be a better NBA player, and Knipple's interesting, too. I'm not an Ace Bailey guy. But, Kev, what is your guess for Hughes Clues? We got to give away these tickets.
So, is it a Mustang?
You got it. You nailed it.
100%.
Here, man. It only took you to 138.
But no, people had it. They just, they listen. I appreciate that because people be listening and they understand my crazy. A lot more people understand my crazy than y'all give credit for. Good job.
Not a point of pride for
you. Kevin, you got it, buddy. Congratulations. We'll see you at the game on July 1st. Well, I don't know if a lot more people understand your crazy.
They do.
I mean,
they do.
A select few, one a day when we have a great prize to give away.
So let me tell you what happened. So yesterday, I went to Dover, Delaware, right? Went to the Marston Mile.
Okay.
And, you know, they have a race coming up July 18th, I think, through the 20th, right? And we were just, you know, just going around the track. And they had the pace car.
You get to ride?
Dude, they let me drive it. So the first pace car was the Mach 1. They had a Ford Mustang Mach 1, mm-hmm. which was nice. But we got to talking, and they said, well, yeah, we got the new pace car came in, and it's a dark horse. And I was like, oh, the dark horse. And I was like, well, can I see it? And they were like, yeah, you can see it. So went back there, and it was there. It was a manual. And it's like, you know how to drive manual? I said, yes, I do. Yes, I do. So they said, you could, if you want, you could take it around the track. And I was like, I just want to get it in the seat. Like, number one, like as a bigger guy, there's two things that you want to see before you drive somebody else's car. Number one is if you can get in it.
How'd that work out?
It was great. Okay. A great fit. And, like, now that I'm older, don't like to drive and, like, jumping cars that are lower to the ground. Mm-hmm. This one didn't feel that low. So, you know, jumping in and out, it didn't feel like a struggle. It didn't feel like, you know, fat kid in a little car. It didn't feel like that. But, dude, when I got in it, I drove it like I stole it, like in the little area.
Yeah.
And everybody was kind of looking because, you know, I smoked the tires. So like, I acted like it was my car. And they kind of looked at me with shock and awe. And then I knew, I was like, I probably need to give them back their car. And I said, okay, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to drive it. But, boy, I tell you, anybody that's driven a Mustang or know anything about a Mustang, I don't care what year it is or what you do to it, nothing sounds like a Mustang. It has a unique sound that is intoxicating. And when when I cranked that dark horse up, I was like, damn, this is a nice car.
So
very nice
car. Is there any thought to maybe, I don't know what it would be for you, a football player, talk show host, like a third or fourth act to your career, race car driver?
I always fancy myself the black race car driver.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And I found out that they was telling me yesterday that Dodge is getting into the truck series. They're trying to work their way back up to
you could do
cup
that.
Series.
You could do that.
I mean, I need a sponsor.
Well,
I need some monies, but I could do it.
Could you?
I could do the truck series.
Oh man, if you were doing the truck series and we were doing shows like the day before the event at the place, it'd be,
I would like to do that.
I think you should put your mind to this.
I would like to do that. I just need a sponsor. I need a couple hundred mil, something like that.
That's
I need
it.
A sponsor.
Yeah.
And I need a car. Well, I need a car.
Yeah. Do you think you'd be good at it?
Yeah. I think so.
But you never did it before.
No, but I mean I can drive.
Wait a second. There's more skill to being a race car driver.
No, you're right. You're right. But
millions of people drive.
I think that I have the skill set to do it. I think I can do it.
Kyle, what do you think? Would you be a good race car driver?
Absolutely not.
No, I think I could do it. But here, another drawback is like when we were talking yesterday, I would probably have to drop about a whole 100 pounds because ain't too many race car drivers built like me.
You think you weighed a car down?
Ooh, yeah, because it's like most of them are smaller. Like when you talk about the Jimmy Johnsons, the Brad Keselowskis,
yeah,
guys
true.
Like that, they're a little bit smaller. They're like jockeys.
It is, but they're not quite that small.
Well, they're little. They're petite men. Like Jimmy Johnson's petite.
They could do a heavyweight division.
Yeah, but then it'd just be just
I'd
me.
Watch that. The heavies racing around the track.
Tony Stewart probably was one of the bigger, if I'm not mistaken, and he hasn't raced in a while, but he was probably one of the bigger ones raced.
I always think they just sweat it off. It's so hot.
Well, it is hot.
Yeah.
And you know, especially down there at Dover at the Monster Mile, you have like 40 cars on the track, and you're only racing a mile, and the embankments and stuff are so high, it's white knuckle driving the whole way through. You don't get a respite when you're racing on like a track like Dover.
Yeah, I'm looking up if there have ever been any heavy set race car drivers.
Was Tony Stewart considered I think he would be considered kind of
yeah,
heavy
he
set.
Yeah, he came up in the list here. Yeah. All right, let's go to David in Westchester. What's up, David?
I'm trying to figure out how Hugh Douglas fit into a Mustang. I can't picture it.
David. Let me tell you.
Yes, you.
Before I got in it, I was wondering the same thing. But listen, I fit, and you know what? I'm gonna push the envelope today. I'm gonna go see if I can get in a Corvette.
Yeah.
If I get in a Corvette, I'm gonna do what every midlife crisis male does.
Uh-oh.
At this point in life,
it's gonna be like a clown car situation.
You know what that is, David? Yeah, we're gonna. Dave know what that is. We're gonna get a Corvette.
So
a Corvette.
The heaviest current full time cup driver is listed at 207 pounds. So you're gonna have
I'm gonna have to drop some weight.
Yeah.
He's definitely oversimplifying being a driver, but
I know.
That's okay. Yeah.
Did you expect anything less? The guy thinks he can just roll
onto the track and win. Yeah, it's a lot that goes into driving. No question about that. Much respect to the NASCAR drivers. Mm-hmm. Much respect.
I don't know, Hugh. I think you're living in Hugh land again.
Welcome to our show. I mean, this is what we do.
Probably. Might be right.
So let's get to this Nick Cassianos. Mm-hmm. All right? That guy... Topper has stood by this guy for ever since he got here. He has had his back, had his back, had his back. And this guy, to turn on him like that, is basically unforgivable. You can't do that. I mean, Topper, he let him get the streak when he shouldn't have. He keeps putting him in. You know, he's taken him out for defensive replacement before. And for him to have a little hissy fit, and I don't know what he said, but it's got to rival something I probably said a few times over the years, because I've been putting on a bench, you know, for my mouth. And whatever he said was definitely to the point where it's probably, like I said, probably fractured that relationship.
Well, David, I hope it's not. It may have, though, right? We're going to find out as this goes along. I just am wondering if it was worth the battle. Like, was it worth it for a game in Miami to take him off the field for defense? Now we have all this? I don't get it.
Yeah, you're a bleeping idiot. Yes, it was worth
Why?
It. He's the manager.
So it's all about principle rather than the team. Like, does it make the team better? Are we better today?
We don't know. We'll have to see. Okay. Obviously, last night we weren't.
Well, I know.
Like I said, he is the manager. He's the leader of that team. And if you don't respect the man, you got to respect the position. And he's not doing that. He didn't do that. And like I said, and I will reiterate, this guy has had his back through everything, and this is how he repays him. That's just crap. I'm sorry, but you can't do that. You know, you got to think about the team and not about your own personal feelings. If the manager wants to pull you for a defensive replacement, he's going to pull you. As we know, Joe, I play senior softball. I get pulled at times, you know, and
you
know,
probably should be pulled. I mean, for being honest, you should probably be pulled more.
But do you have a hissy fit? Do you have a hissy fit when you get pulled?
No, because I probably shouldn't even be out there. But you know, what are you going to do?
David, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, David probably should be dropped in the order. I think we all agree on that. All right, can we check in with you people today? See what they're up to.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Wah, he's Sarcasty. My name's Joe. Wah.
Oh, that's what they're saying?
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
Are they crying, or am I crying?
I think that's a mocking of you.
Mm, okay.
You look like Humpty Dumpty today, by the way.
Did I fall down? Am I round, though?
I guess
I feel like the Humpty thing, he's also got a round body.
White head.
Yeah.
And I don't really know.
Yeah. I did get a Kyle. Mute Joe's mic.
I control it over here, too. He can do it, but I'll put it back on.
Well, technically, I could bring the level down.
You could. I can't control that.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a show to do here. Mm-hmm. Yep. So this take by Hugh is the closest we've ever seen Hugh come to accountability.
What do you mean?
Someone else's accountability.
Somebody on there is like, they're really,
Well, they get it. I mean, they're right about that.
Yep. Embarrassing Casty is fine. Joe embarrasses himself on the radio every day.
I think we both do that, though, to be fair.
Why is embarrassing Casty fine? Like, I don't understand. Like, that's cool?
Well, I think that was just a vehicle to get to the fact that you embarrass yourself.
Okay, that's fine. If you want to come after me, I've seen some of that. Like, Goody embarrassed him. Why? This is a good way to manage a team? To embarrass players?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, yeah.
Take that route.
Yep. So, as soon as Hughes Clues started off, we got a pathetic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's evergreen. That's evergreen on a daily basis.
That's it. I'm boycotting Hughes Clues.
Somebody said they're boycotting.
Well, they missed out on Phillies tickets. They're boycotting just because the Clues were pretty rough today. Yeah.
A few things that people guessed for bringing Hugh joy: falling asleep in the club, controversy.
Ooh,
that does bring me a little joy.
It does.
Pettiness.
Yep. Nah. You know what would have been a good answer to it? The comment section. Because you love the comment section.
I do love the comment section.
Something's controversial, Hugh goes right to the comment section.
Straight to the comments. Yeah. I go straight to the comments.
And lastly, for something that gives you joy, lying to the listeners.
I don't lie.
Yep.
You tell your truth, which is ridiculous.
I speak the truth.
No.
One more thing here. Okay. Speaking of ending streaks, when are we going to end Hugh's Iron Man streak of terrible clues?
Well, the Castellanos one ended yesterday. Maybe we can end Hughes tomorrow.
No matter what I say, if I gave out a good clue with the first, which I do.
Yeah,
at this
point, it's just like a meme
that's what it is.
I need a graphic. You know how they always do, like, when one streak ends, who's the next up? So Castellanos, an X through him. And the longest current streak in Philadelphia sports is Hughes Clues with a terrible clue.
Terrible first clue.
Yeah. It is past Castellanos. Castellanos.
I love the fully serious. I'm boycotting Hughes Glue.
Yeah. I'm out. I'm done with you people.
Like to what end? What
no, I'm
happens?
Saying I put a lot of thought in that first clue.
Also, how would we know if anyone is actually boycotting Hughes Glue?
That's what I mean. I'm
you
like,
don't
I,
guess?
There is no
I
way
to refuse
to
guess because the first clue was stupid.
Dude, they refuse to think about them.
There's like 30 guesses a day, and there's thousands of people that maybe are boycotting.
I'm in some people's headspace, though, because they're going
to
guess.
That's true. I think to some degree, because we joke about them being in your head, I think you're in their head to some degree.
No,
with
I am.
The clues.
I am rent-free.
I mean, if they're boycotting.
Because the fact that every time I give out the first clue, they just kill it. Like, regardless to what I say.
Well, I think Kyle missed it today. So earlier, you were on the phone. You know, yesterday, Hugh called everyone that agreed with him delusional. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Today, he said the first few guesses each day are sacrificial lambs.
Yeah, I did say they're sacrificial lambs.
I felt so bad.
Bring forth the sacrificial lambs.
So that's basically Will in the Northeast.
Yeah, well, that's what Will. That's basically what Will saying.
Always gets in early.
And like once every 6 months, just nails it right away. And
that's true.
And I mean, then your self esteem is destroyed.
Bring forth the sacrificial lamb.
Yep. one more thing though, mm-hmm. They're not happy with me today.
Oh,
what
there
you
was a caller on the line from you people, who everyone was hyping up because. They always like to guess the answer, and a lot of times, to their credit, they do get the correct answer.
Oh, so they work as a group.
They're doing it as a group. They workshop it.
That's nice.
And then they tell somebody to go in and call and get the answer. And I believe he was up, and you went to the Ace Bailey guy. So they're very upset. They think they're blaming me, but I'm passing the buck.
No,
this is on Joe.
You passed the buck on air, though.
You people, that is clearly on Kyle. I mean, that's no. Actually, I'm sorry. Now, to be fair, I just want to argue about Ace Bailey. I don't know who's going to have. Like sometimes they tell Kyle. Sometimes what they're guessing.
Yeah.
But he doesn't tell me
right,
or Hugh.
No, no, no.
So when I go to a caller. I don't know if you have the right answer or not. So I didn't intentionally make you wait.
Right.
I just wanted to yell about Ace Bailey. upset because you wish someone got your answer earlier. And not
I'll give you a good piece of advice. If you want to get your call prioritized, give me something like, Joe's a complete moron.
I always take those first.
I need to school Joe.
Yep.
Or I want to argue with Joe about et cetera, et cetera. You know,
yeah, some hosts will bury those.
Right,
we'll bring those up.
And I love everybody having, you know, either side on the Castellanos thing. That's great. But if you just call and say, Joe's a moron.
Yeah.
I need to talk to this guy.
Yeah. You get priority. That's how it works around here. All right. That is about it for us today. Yep. Hugh, we got a Phillies game tonight.
I didn't even do my parlay.
Well, here's what I need to know. What does Nick Castellanos do tonight? Is he going to respond, get a couple of a bomb, or is he going to go in the tank?
Wait a minute, did we get the lineup yet?
Nah, not yet. Let's assume he's in there.
Okay, we're going to assume. I think he's going to do well if he's in there.
A home run?
A base hit.
And then he glares at Topper as he goes around the bases.
You better
points
play better
in the
defense.
Dugout.
Yes.
We all see a stare down.
Stare down of his own manager.
All of that.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
All of that.
All right, that's enough for us. Afternoon show next with another couple names in the top 11. In Philadelphia sports. That's next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.